There's no question about the past popularity of public libraries across the political spectrum. Library and Information Studies professor Wayne Wiegand of Florida State University says in the 1920s, young Ronald Reagan often visited the library in Dixon, Illinois.
Mostly to check out Frank Merriwell and Sherlock's home stories, Tarzan novels and books by Horatio Alger, Zane Grey and Mark Twain, many of which he read on the library's front steps. I'm a sucker for hero worship, he later admitted.
Wiegand says Martin Luther King Jr., Pete Seeger, and many others more to the center and left wing of history have also had transformative experiences at the library. But Wiegand says plenty of critics exist.
The naysayers largely ignorant of this library history are still with us. It's all on the internet, hype many evangelists of information technology. Libraries are dinosaurs, grouse officials looking to cut budgets.
But Wiegand says as of 2012, there were more U.S. public libraries than ever, 17,000 plus, including branch libraries and bookmobiles. The number of library visits was about 1.5 billion, though that number was down slightly. A recent statewide poll by Marquette University showed 56% of respondents had used a public library or bookmobile over the last year, and another 24% had been at the library more than a year ago. Pollster Charles Franklin says one potentially troubling result is that many of the non-users have fewer years of education.
If you look at just frequency of usage, you see that libraries are providing whatever advantages they do disproportionately to those who already are advantaged.
So in some areas of the state, libraries are trying to boost usage among the less well-off by hosting job fairs or job training workshops. Others are offering technology at no cost.
And I'm going to take my library card and scan.
Rachel Collins, the manager at the East Branch Library in Milwaukee, stands at a kiosk that dispenses laptop computers.
And one of these are going to eject, a little heavier than you would think.
Heavier perhaps, but patrons can use the computer for 2 hours at no charge. East Branch, rebuilt less than a year ago, also offers smartphone checkout of e-books, more flexible meeting space, and is in a building that also includes 99 apartments and retail space. Collins says libraries want to engage people.
That we're a destination for the community and for neighbors to get together and talk about issues.
The new model doesn't quite work for everyone. One older patron complains there are too few reference books and nonfiction works in general at the new East Branch. And then there's the issue that many libraries aren't open as many hours as they were prior to budget cuts several years ago. Milwaukee Alderman Nick Kovac is trying to restore some hours at a half dozen branches, he says, as an investment in public safety.
I'm not just saying, oh, we're keeping people off the streets, so weather mice might cause trouble. There's some truth in that, but you're also creating an environment of empowerment and of education.
But just before tomorrow's final vote on the Milwaukee City budget, Kovac was looking for savings in other areas that would pay for the expanded library hours. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.